Oh, thank you. Got it. It's quickly refueling here, folks. This is live, exciting radio from the streets. You're not going to hear this anywhere else, folks. exhausting. So apparently one of the marchers has been heading down Bughouse Square with marches, but there are already evidently protesters on Michigan and Oak, as we understand it. A small group of people have been convening larger and larger groups. And here's the latest. Chicago Indie Media, you're on the air and being recorded. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Mitchell. This is Rita again. I'm
hey.
Oak and Michigan Avenue.
Okay.
We've just been given orders to disperse here.
Okay.
And they've been told that if they walk down Michigan Avenue, they will be arrested.
Hmm.
You can probably hear in the background, they're giving the announcement again. Can you hear it?
Yes, I can. See if you can get it closer.
You want me to just hold the phone up?
Yeah, please.
Can you hear this?
Yes, I can.
Okay. CPD is handing out flyers with orders to disperse.
Are the flyers red?
What?
Are the flyers red?
I can't hear you.
Are the flyers red?
No, these are now are yellow. The
okay.
one I got earlier was green. These are now yellow.
Okay, orders that we received some red flyers or reports of red flyers.
The corporate media is here.
Which corporate media?
Corporate media is here and can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
The corporate media is here and they're covering it. They're ordering everybody to go down Clark Street.
Hmm. That sounds rather strict. How many people are there? And how many police? Rita.
Okay.
How many
right now?
How many police are there? How many people are there?
It's police are everywhere.
Okay. How many people?
I can't tell you. There's
okay.
about I'd say about 300 people here.
Okay. We'll call back later.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
We'll leave the line free. So it looks like 300 people are being convened in order to disperse, unless they will face arrest. Some 300 people. It is now noon. Welcome to High Noon, everyone. We're coming to you from the trenches. Chicago Indie Media's coverage of protests and events in Chicago and worldwide. Today, March 19th, 2005, the second anniversary of the escalation of the war in Iraq. This radio broadcast is are at Oak. They're being ordered to advance down Clark. This radio broadcast, pardon me for a moment. This radio broadcast is a special extended edition of From the Trenches, the radio project of the Chicago Independent Media Center, part of the growing network of independent media centers that span the globe. My name is Mitchell Stepanchik. I've been your anchor for the last 4 hours and 3 minutes. We have finally approached the magic hour of high noon. Isn't it exciting? Exciting? Yeah. So to recapitulate, Michigan and Oak protesters, some 300 of them which are there, are basically facing an incredibly massive police presence. Police have been ordering protesters to disperse, and anyone caught marching on Michigan Avenue will be arrested. Evidently, a number of protests, including one on the north side, has been ordered to head toward Bughouse Square. So it may seem that the police may have their way, basically through want of violence. Probably should distract them with donuts or something. So that's the latest there, as far as we know. And the line is free, so if you've got information to call in, it is now noon, so I guess we're currently waiting for dispatches from the streets, from the trenches. If you would like to call in, please do, 773-384-8544. You can also call IMC-Chicago at indymedia.org.
Hold on, let me just adjust myself. Hello? Yes. You can also call, send an email, imc-chicago@indymedia.org, indymedia spelled I-N-D-Y-M-E-D-I-A, or you can send an instant message to Chicago IMC. Funny, I thought it would be busier by now, but I guess I should hold my breath, because it may change quickly. I imagine that we're probably waiting. Anything news? No? Let's check global. Huh? A lot of domestic violence. Wow, okay.
I don't know why today.
Hmm. Probably taking a hint from the police. They think they can, you know, boss people around in the streets. People will be bossing around in their homes. So that's the rally there, Michigan Avenue takeover. Some 300 people, massive amount of police. And we're probably just patiently waiting for negotiations to pan out one way or the other. And I fear we may know what way they're going to pan out, although we may see. There was a press conference that was supposed to be convened at 11, which we have seen. We don't know exactly the deal there. Still waiting for that. I'll send off. Let's find out the latest. Chicago Indy Media, you're on the air and being recorded. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I just received information that an order to disperse was issued at Michigan and Oak.
Yes, we received that from Michigan Oak itself.
Okay, great.
Cool.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye. Order to disperse has been given to 300 protesters at Michigan and Oak. Massive police presence. Can't spell this morning. Picked the wrong time to discover how to not spell. Let's see what's in store for us now.
Chicago Indy Media, you're on the air and being recorded. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Mitchell.
Yes, hi.
Hey, Mitchell.
Alloy?
This is Alloy. Yeah, I can barely hear you. I am just going to talk.
Okay.
The Northside Barge, it got to Dearborn and was not allowed to go across Dearborn. So it was redirected down to the Leo Burnett building. As we got close to Leo Burnett, that Leo Burnett protest started moving north, and as they did, basically these 45 of us traveled across the street and joined up with them. We are all now actually heading north on Dearborn. We are Superior right now. There's a heavy police presence. There are Cook County Sheriffs on the right-hand side of us guarding the buildings to make sure, you know, they don't do anything to us. And apparently what I overheard, a police lieutenant, he said that no one is going to be allowed to go south on Michigan Avenue, even if they are in individual groups. That was what he was explaining to someone else on the radio. So I'm going to get off right now. We are slowly moving north. They're pretty much trying to corral us. We don't know if they're going to let us over to Ogden, Michigan, but we will find out. Okay, Mitchell?
Okay.
I will talk to you later.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye.
Bye.
So basically, additional confirmation of what we had already heard. One Northside March basically convening, being ordered to Bughouse Square, Dearborn, and North, probably marching with what was the Southside contingent. And police are basically giving the individual, basically arresting anyone who would want to go down Michigan Avenue, which strikes me as stupid. Submitting feature. Bingo. So the line is free now if you want to call in. Please do. Sending up dispatches of developments that are happening. Sharing them as quickly as we can. Phone number to call in, 773-384-8544. You can also email us, imc-chicago@indymedia.org. And you can also send us an AOL instant message at Chicago IMC. Anything? Nope.
No, jumper.
Jumper. They're going to put more interesting stuff. Talk about the protests. It's like all we're getting are these phone calls. We've been getting so many phone calls. Thanks to everyone for giving all this information. This has been very helpful. I have to update something. There we go. Northside March heading north to Dearborn and north. Dearborn and north, that may be Buckhouse Square. Yeah, well, north is certainly around that vicinity. North Avenue happens to be the name of one of the avenues where a number of actions were taking place in one of the main epicenters. They're basically ordering, unilaterally ordering protesters to march down. Well, basically giving orders as far as protesters, less people be arrested, and distributing now yellow as well as green and red flyers, basically saying that you can only do what we tell you. We're coming to you from the trenches. This is Chicago Indie Media's coverage of protests and events in Chicago and worldwide today, March 19th, 2005, the second anniversary of the escalation of the war in Iraq. This radio broadcast is a special extended edition of From the Trenches, the radio project of the Chicago Independent Media Center, part of the growing network of independent media centers that span the globe. My name is Mitchell Stepanchik. Thank you very much for joining us. If you have information, questions, concerns, please call 773-384-8544. You can also email us at imc-chicago@indymedia.org. Indymedia spelled I-N-D-Y-M-E-D-I-A. And you can also send us an AOL instant message. The AOL instant message name to use is Chicago IMC, the Chicago Independent Media Center, Chicago Indie Media. 12:09, and I thought it would be busier, but probably everyone's enmeshed in orders right now. Hopefully we'll get some more calls. We'll see what will happen. We probably will get more calls. Batteries have been holding up pretty well. My voice has been holding up pretty well as well. Talking more or less nonstop for the last 4 hours. Although it's been something of a... technically speaking, this broadcast has been a lot smoother than last year's. But last year, we basically learned our technical lessons and applied them this year. And they seem to have gone pretty well. What else? I'm going to send off. Ordering. Anyone marching on Michigan Avenue? Resisting on Michigan will be arrested. Okay, well, I'll send a message to a select number of my friends. So apparently some resistance, but vague passing. If people have information to share, or questions or concerns, please call 773-384-8544. Email imc-chicago@indymedia.org. Protests that have been taking place around... KPVI television in Idaho reports that Pocatello High School students said no to war by walking out of class on March 18th. Students went to the ROTC recruiting offices in Yellowstone Avenue in Pocatello to protest them. Students belong to the Idaho Progressive High School Student Alliance. They walked out of class just before 1 p.m. one day before National Protest Day. We'll return to Idaho momentarily.
Chicago Indie Media, you're on the air and being recorded. Go ahead, please.
Hey, this is Rachel again with the Cedar March. We are not going to Buckhouse Square. We've negotiated with the police, and we're going to Oak and Dearborn.
Okay. Where are you now?
Right now, we are at Chicago and Dearborn, and we are numbering about 350.
What's the police presence there like?
The police presence is very heavy. Lots of bike cops, lots of regular cops, no riot. Oh, the riot cops are on the other side of the street. They look cute. They've got really big sticks.
Yeah.
Exciting. But, okay, we're progressing fairly peacefully. Lots of negotiation with our police negotiators and the police. And, hopefully we'll keep progressing today.
What have the negotiations been like? Pretty smooth?
Basically the police keep telling us we can't go places, and then we talk them out of it.
Give them a donut or something.
Yeah, they could use some fucking donuts. Anyway, thanks for taking the call, and I'll let you know any development.
Okay.
All right, bye. All right,
thanks, Rachel. Bye.
So that was Rachel. So negotiations succeeded in getting protesters to march to Oak in Dearborn instead. Hey, guess what? It's a phone call.
Chicago Indy Media, you're on the air and being recorded. Go ahead, please.
This is James Owens from Federal Plaza. I've just received word that the police have arrested Andy Thayer and Don Little.
Thank you.
They've been arrested. That's all I know. The people from Michigan are proceeding west on Oak Street, led by Paul Jakes. We don't know if they're going to proceed down Clark Street or what, but it looks like Michigan's out of the question, and the march will probably proceed down Clark Street.
Okay. Negotiations succeeded. One of the marches was able to get protesters to march on Oak and Dearborn.
Oak and Dearborn.
Right.
Okay.
So that's
okay.
From a phone call I got about 2 minutes ago.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so Andy Thayer and Don Little have been arrested. Oh, I am really popular.
Chicago Indy Media, you're on the air and being recorded. Go ahead, please. Hello? Hello, is anyone there?
Mitchell, I can't hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Rita. Go ahead.
Okay. They acted like they were going to arrest the people at the press conference. Bill Massey, I guess they had him down on the ground at one point. But they let him go, and Reverend Jakes is leading a slow push, but the police are pushing him down Oak Street West.
Right, right. We've received word about a protest on Oak.
I can't hear you.
Okay. Andy.
Okay, now I can.
Andy Thayer and Don Little have been arrested.
He has been arrested?
Yes.
Okay, so they wrestled the equipment away from him, but Reverend Jakes has it now, and I didn't see Andy Thayer, so they must have gotten him.
Right, no, he's been arrested. We've just received confirmation of that about a minute ago.
Right. So then there are police also going down Michigan Avenue to make sure that people aren't passing out flyers and walking that way. But the rest of the group went on Oak Street West.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Police are passing out or moving down Michigan Avenue to update Reverend Jakes is leading a contingent. Okay, police are moving Michigan Avenue. Appears non-operational. Submit. Post. So that's the deal there. I'm going to send off. Oh, I know. I can just IM my friends. So, breaking dispatches here in Chicago in the media from the trenches. We're coming to you from the trenches. This is Chicago in the media coverage of all of the events, protests and events in Chicago and worldwide today, March 19th, 2005. This radio broadcast is a special extended edition of From the Trenches. the radio project of the Chicago Independent Media Center, part of the growing network of independent media centers that span the globe. We have reports of what appear to be at least two arrests. Have any word about any of the details? No? Okay. So we... we don't know. We just know that Andy Thayer and Don Little have been arrested. But we have no more details about when or where. So if anyone has information about confirming that, please call in 773-384-8544. You can also email us at imc-chicago@indymedia.org. You can also send us an instant message at Chicago IMC. No details regarding the press conference that was supposed to convene. Maybe we'll find out now.
Chicago Indy Media, you're on the air and being recorded. Go ahead, please.
Hello, a person is calling you through Sprint Relay. This is communications assistant 5126. Are you familiar with the internet relay?
No, I'm not.
The person on the line is using the relay service to communicate with you. The caller is typing their conversation, which will be read to you. When you hear the words, go ahead, it will be your turn to speak. Speak directly to the caller. Everything that is heard will be typed to them.
Okay.
And can you please repeat what you said when you first answered the phone?
Chicago Indy Media.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot longer. Just leave it at that.
Thank you. One moment for your call to begin.
Okay. Fascinating. I'm getting an internet relay call. Someone has actually typed a message in and is being read to me by an operator on the phone. And I had to just... Yeah, this is really cool. I've never done this before. It takes a long time. Yeah. Teletypewriter almost. Hello?
One moment, please. Sure. Waiting for the caller to respond.
Okay. Patiently waiting here on from the trenches. Thanks to everyone listening in. Radio broadcast today, March 19th, 2005. We're actually being waiting on hold for what appears to be an internet relay message via typewriter being convened by an operator. Are there any details? Excuse me, operator, is there any details about who is giving the message?
Communication assistant is not involved in the call and does not have any information on the caller.
Okay. We'll take that as a no. This is peculiar. No details on the call. This could be important. I hope it is. We're on a very peculiar kind of hold with regards to... just so you know, operator, we're on the radio right now. This is actually a live radio broadcast as part of the Chicago Independent Media Center, covering the protests and events that are taking place in downtown Chicago and the second anniversary of the escalation of the war in Iraq 2 years ago today.
Sir, the party has disconnected.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Sure, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, unfortunately, that didn't work. Try to call in again. The line is now free, 773-384-8544. Also call, or you can email imc-chicago@indymedia.org. Thanks to our affiliates in Chicago and around the world that are rebroadcasting us. To recapitulate, the Chicago police have acted in what can be described as something of a repressive nature, or manner. I'm not going to talk about nature here, but manner, with regards to the protests that have been convened. Protests, although some have been successful and have received wide acclaim and concern, as they have converged on downtown, have been met with a very heavy-handed response. Protesters at Michigan and Oak, some 300 of them were ordered to disperse. One presumes that they were forced to order down follow to advance down Clark Street. Otherwise, they would face immediate arrest. Anyone marching on Michigan Avenue, including protesters on the sidewalk, it looks like would probably be arrested. Negotiations succeeded, though, in getting one march to convene down Oak and Dearborn. I have to make a correction on something. Excuse me a moment. And we have reports of at least two arrests, including that of prominent organizer Andy Thayer. Hi. How are you doing? We have a line free, so if you'd like to call in, please do, 773-384-8544. Or you can email us, imc-chicago@indymedia.org. Do you want to take a breather? Okay. Can you listen in? You are listening to broadcasts. The scanner, to police. If you hear anything that might be useful.
These are police scanner broadcasts?
Yeah. Yes.
It's a beautiful day for a demonstration.
It's a beautiful day for a demonstration, the beautiful. And now the PBS's lawyers are probably going to send attorneys their way here.
Oh, it's all right.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you wanna surf the web, find things that are happening around the world, check the indie media websites, check Google News is a good place, and also we'll check the phone lines.
Chicago Indie Media, you're on the air and being recorded. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Mitchell, this is Alloy.
Hey.
I am with the march that's proceeding north from Leo Burnett. We are still on Dearborn Avenue. We are passing the park where they are allowing people to stay. We are attempting to urge people in the park to join us. Apparently, we may have permission to go over to Michigan and Oak, but it's all up in the air.
I don't know if you're familiar with the what the police have ordered as far as Michigan and Oak. They've ordered dispersals there of the whatever some probably 300 protesters who were there.
I've also heard news that Andy Thayer has been arrested along with five other people.
We knew that Andy Thayer and Don Little have both been arrested, but we didn't know the exact number. We'll go with that.
All right.
Anyone?
We are now at Walton Avenue right now. We are right near the Newberry Library.
Okay.
Looks like the people from the park will not be able to join. They just ran the horses across. There is a failing of RoboCop and Cook County Sheriff blocking Walton Avenue. In fact, there's a whole line of cops coming down Newberry Avenue in full gear, blue helmets. I'm not sure if this is UN or not, but somebody should actually tell them. That is the report for right now. I will call you when something happens.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Thanks, Alloy.
All right.
Bye.
Northside March is approaching the Newberry Library, is what we'll say. The Newberry Library report that Andy Thayer, one of Chicago's leading organizers, and six other people have been arrested. Submit. Well, we're coming to you from the trenches, and things are getting heavy-handed. We've already got a number of arrests. This is probably already more arrests than we had all of last year. At last year's protests, I know of three arrests that took place. The Northside March is approaching the Newberry. Michigan and Oak, no status report there. Hard to get a grip on all of these, but it seems like that the police are forcing a rally at Bughouse Square. As much as the protesters may reject otherwise. So, all the feeder marches that have been taking place. So, we're coming to you from the trenches, by the way. This is Chicago Indie Media's coverage of protests and events in Chicago and worldwide. Today, March 19th, 2005, the second anniversary of the escalation of the war in Iraq. This radio broadcast is a special extended edition of From the Trenches, the radio project of the Chicago Independent Media Center and part of the growing network of independent media centers that span the globe. My name is Mitchell Strapinchik. We've been on the air now in one form or another for 4.5 hours. 4 minutes, 29 seconds is the official time clock on the streaming software that I'm using. We are broadcasting on the internet. We're also broadcasting on assorted radio streams across the United States. And we're also broadcasting in Chicago. WZRD, I understand, is broadcasting us on 88.3 FM. So people can listen in on the north side on that. On the south side, haven't heard any word yet of any radio stations in the south side will be picking us up. Feel free to call in. The line is now open, 773-384-8544. You can also email us, imc-chicago@indymedia.org. You can also, an email, in fact, has just arrived. Spam. I was hoping it would be a real email. You can email us, with or without spam, imc-chicago@indymedia.org, or you can send us an AOL instant message. Chicago IMC. I'm going to send an instant message in right now. Report. Six other people have been arrested. More details currently available. So we'll send that off to other people who are broadcasting. So what's happening right now, it appears, is that the police are converging, forcing a convergence, at least as it appears, to Buckhouse Square. That the police are forcing the protesters to have the rally that the police wanted to have had, and will probably then eventually march down on Clark Street. Protesters will probably arrive there and probably are arriving now. It's approaching 12:30 p.m. Chicago time. The rally that's set to, permitted rally at Federal Plaza, is set to begin at about 2 o'clock. Convening efforts are there, probably already a massive police presence there as well. Anything else to share? Nope. Anywhere you like. Go on. Where are you now?
This doesn't have, like, where I can hear, right? Is that a speaker?
I don't know. There may be. You may find the speakers out in the back, perhaps.
Yeah, you might need to explore the back here.
Okay, and what other places can I check?
For
information.
More global indie media, www.indymedia.org. You can also go to, where else? Let me report your dispatches and this is hell. It's in the spell. Okay. Need a napkin? Oh, no.
I have some over here.
Okay, thanks. So we've got a team of three people here.
Are you playing something?
No, we're still on the air. They can still hear us, so that's the deal there. Just surf the net. See what you can find out.
Okay.
Google News is good. Type in the word protest and go to Google News. News.google.com and then type in the word protest. Maybe even Chicago protest. Things may come up. So that's what we're architecting. Hopefully we'll find out more. Chicago Indie Media, you're on the air and being recorded. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Mitchell, this is Andy Sayre from the back of the patio.
Andy.
Yes, I'm from the back of the paddy wagon up here in Michigan.
Where are you? Who's with you?
Just a couple of cops in the front seat with a big golf.
where were you arrested?
The wagon yet.
Where were you arrested?
At the corner of Michigan and Oak as we attempted to have a press conference.
Do you know who else was arrested with you?
No one else to my knowledge. I'm the only one in this paddy wagon.
Okay, we've received reports that Don Little has also been arrested.
You mean Brad Little?
Okay, probably Brad Little. He was mentioned as Don. I'll strike that.
And we've also heard reports that at least five other people have also been arrested, but we don't have any more details than that.
Yes, the city at the GLN feeder march refused to allow us to go any other route than down Clark Street. We have been scheduled to go down Lakeshore Drive Local, cited the ordinance. This is the first time, to my knowledge, that the ordinance has been cited to ban a sidewalk march. I understand a similar set of things happened down at Wheel Burnett.
That seems to be true. We're still waiting on confirmation for that.
Yeah, I got confirmation from the scene.
Okay. You were arrested when you tried to have the press conference?
That is correct.
Okay. Do you know about what's going to happen with you next?
Well, they charged me with disorderly. I don't know if they're going to add anything else.
Disorderly conduct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wagon here goes to see if they can arrest anyone else.
Okay. I can have people contact the National Lawyers Guild on your behalf.
That's already been done. As I said, I'm sitting here with a phone with a handcuff, but I'm still able to dial out.
Okay. Just to give you a little bit of the scene of what's been happening elsewhere, as the marchers have been converging, it seems like that the protests have all been forced to converge at Bughouse Square. We know of at least one march that has been forced to move north on Dearborn. Protesters at Michigan and Oak were basically ordered to disperse anyone caught marching on Michigan Avenue, even individual protesters, on the sidewalk, were apparently ordered to drop it or be arrested.
Mitchell, even individuals?
Yes, that appears to be the case, even individuals.
That's a direct violation of the city's own ordinance.
Then they'll be facing a very nice lawsuit at some point in the future, I imagine.
I hope so. I mean, this whole ordinance is unconstitutional to start with, but they don't even follow their own laws.
Very true.
Surprise.
No surprise here. Is there anything else? How are you feeling? Are you hungry, tired?
I'm fine, but if the cops are a little bit tight, but I'm surviving. Wish I could have this wonderful March weather.
Yeah.
Just with a few windows.
Okay.
But, you guys stand up for what's right. That's what this is all about.
So do you, my friend.
The city of Chicago has decided to repeat its bad old tradition of trying to shut down the anti-war message. We know that they can try and stop it for a while, but the dam will burst.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So, unless there's anything else that we can help you with.
No, I'm fine.
Okay. I'll pass the word along that you're fine proceed otherwise. Any idea about how long you'll barely be held in custody?
I have no idea.
Okay.
We're sitting here and not getting to a station where it can be processed, I think is a bad sign in terms of how long it's going to take me to get out.
Okay.
I mean, they've got no reason to keep the paddy wagon here.
That's very true.
Yeah, that the forces around here have been forced to disperse. So just hoping they process me so I can get the hell out.
Very true. Okay. Well, you've got our phone number. There's anything else we can help you with? Unless I'm just trying to think if there's anything.
I'm not sure how much longer I can be able to use this phone, but.
Okay.
I didn't have the company in the meantime, anyway.
Same here.
Okay.
Okay. Well, stay safe, I suppose.
Yeah.
If you can call, do try to call back with any other details.
Yeah.
I'll spread the word.
About being locked up. Pretty damn boring.
Okay, yeah, I can imagine.
I can tell you about the one cigarette left on the floor.
Okay.
Looks like they need a little bit of cleaning here, but otherwise, if it's set, jail can be pretty damn boring.
Yeah, I'd imagine. Okay.
Anyway, Karen Mitchell and everyone out there, you're standing up for what's right.
You're being broadcast on WZRD.
Pardon?
You're being broadcast on WZRD right now.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah,
great.
So Your words are being spread out on more. WNUR has also been giving us coverage, even though they're airing This Is Hell. But they've been receiving dispatches that I've been sending them.
That's great.
I'll send them this dispatch as well.
I mean, Mitchell, this is so critical because the whole reason why the city of Chicago wanted to shut us down and push us over on the Clark Street, push us over into Buckhouse Square, is they don't want our message getting out.
And absolutely.
That's why independent radio is so important, because we're not going to get our message unfiltered through the major media. And the whole reason why Daley is doing this today, he's a pro-war mayor, to get all these federal funds that come from the Department of Homeland Security. He wants to militarize Penn and other high schools. He wants to be on that federal gravy train, so he knows he's got to be a loyal soldier to the Bush administration in order to get that.
Certainly.
It's not unlike the Vietnam War. They try and shut down the voices that are independent from them, but it's like a dam. They might plug a leak here and there, but the dam will burst because the majority of Americans are against this war.
Indeed. And there's been and from the dispatches that I've received of people who have been marching on the north side and south side to convene the downtown, all of the marches received very positive responses from passersby.
That's great.
Yeah, it's been very positive, and that seems to be the case also with whatever protests that I've been hearing about around the world.
Well, and I think a lot of people have got to be asking themselves, what is Mayor Daley afraid of?
Yeah.
What is he afraid of? And so this clampdown on free speech, this clampdown on the right to assemble, it's going to backfire against this mayor. I mean, everyone already knows this mayor is a thug. They already know that he plays favorites in terms of who gets city contracts and so forth. And now he's playing favorites with who gets free speech.
Indeed. Well, that's why we're doing the resistance here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so stay strong, my friend. If there's anything else we can help you with, just let us know. I don't know if there's anything else you want to say. Just wrap it up here, I suppose.
No, the main thing is if you don't stand up for civil liberties and free speech, don't take them away. I mean, they don't shrink from murdering thousands upon thousands of Iraqis. What do you think that they would shrink from suppressing free speech? I mean, that's to the 100,000 plus that they have murdered in Iraq, suppressing free speech is peanuts. So we should not be at all surprised by what they've done today. What it does say is our task ahead of us in terms of standing up for free speech are very important. And I think it's to the eternal shame of aldermen like Joe Moore, who rather than standing up for free speech, cowered away from that battle. And it's to his eternal shame that he did not join us up here on North Michigan Avenue, because if anyone has got the protection to speak out, it certainly is the city alderman, but unfortunately he decided to be a puppet for the Daley administration today.
That's unfortunate.
But I might add, Reverend Paul Jakes, Jr. of the old St. Paul's Missionary Baptist Church, he was out here today. He courageously spoke up. As did Bill Massey of the Answer Coalition and others. So there are courageous voices out there. They're just not coming from the political establishment. The reality is that freedom struggles have never been led by the political establishment. They've all had that route.
Right. Reverend Jakes was leading The last report we had with regards to Reverend Jakes was that he was leading a contingent of people down Oak, apparently as part of the police-led funneling of protesters to Bughouse Square and eventually probably down Clark to the Federal Plaza for the rally there.
Yeah, there are many people that are unfortunately being herded there against their will. It says something about the state of civil liberties in this town that protesters are treated like cattle.
Indeed.
The wagon here is moving.
Okay.
Heading south on Michigan. I'll give you an update later, Mitchell.
Okay. If the line is busy, try to call back later. We'll be here until at least 6, maybe later. I may actually stay until you're out, my friend.
Okay. Thank you, Mitchell, for your help.
You're very welcome.
Take care.
You too. Bye.
That was history, folks. You just heard Andy Thayer calling from the paddy wagon. He was indeed, as had been hinted before by at least two reports, arrested. He has been apparently charged, at least for the moment, with disorderly conduct, police actions, and apparently with police actions that throughout the day are in marked violation of civil liberties and city ordinances. Is there anything new to share? No.
We're picking up no traffic from the protests.
Wow.
They've either transferred to a channel we cannot monitor, or they're scrambling in some way.
Huh, interesting.
Did you speak to Andy Thayer?
Yes, I did.
Okay, sorry. I just talked to Mitchell and he said he spoke to you. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, so we just had a 10-minute conversation with Andy Thayer from the paddy wagon. Arrested, it turns out, as we had suspected. The press conference that was convened at Michigan and Oak at noon never happened. And the people who were convened at that protest have apparently been arrested. Andy Thayer, at least, is so far the only person who's been noted of those who have been arrested. We have no details yet about who else may have been arrested. If you have details to share in, please call. Phone number 773-384-8544. Email us at imc-chicago. He was arrested on arrested while trying to hold that press conference. We're coming to you from the trenches, and that really was from the trenches. This is Chicago Indie Media's continuing coverage of protests and events and arrests in Chicago and elsewhere today, March 19th, 2005. They called from the paddy wagon. There are other computers you can use.
There are
other computers. Feel free to grab any one of them. Just move the mouse and it should turn back on. Anything new?
No.
I think it's blocked because when that guy, that one protest note I got,
yeah,
and the dispatcher said switch to citywide right now. So I'm thinking that the citywide 6 that I wrote down,
yeah,
is not being picked up.
Huh, interesting.
Because he was on zone 6.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, then it's entirely possible that, they may know that we're listening. So we have to figure out some way to listen back. We'll work on that for next year. So that's the latest there. Protesters are being herded up against their own will to Michigan and Oak. Actually, I stand corrected, to Buckhouse Square for the permitted police rally. And the Daily hoping to get a gravy train of federal funds is basically kowtowing and making sure that no appreciable dissent can be heard. And independent radio efforts like this might remain or be the only voice for that. Kind of inspiring in a way, in that you actually found such similar efforts with regards to the Soviet Union. I actually saw a special in Nightline, maybe like around 1990 or so, when they actually talked about how dissidents in the Soviet Union were using newfangled technologies like video cameras and videotape to record events and distribute them in a kind of samizdat fashion around the world, within their own communities, and getting the word out to repress the state regime. Here in a corporate regime, which actually gets its strength from the state, because the policies that actually establish a lot of the media in this country, the major media, are granted to them by monopoly licenses granted by the government, in this case, the FCC. So in its essence, it's slightly different way of doing it, but in a lot of ways, not all that different. So it's kind of like we're fighting the same fight that they fought in the Soviet Union couple decades ago. But what is heartening is that they won. And hopefully the efforts that we're doing here are the beginnings of a movement that can win changes and victories later on. That was my inspiring speech for the day. We're coming to you from the trenches. This is Chicago Indie Media's phone number.
Chicago Indie Media, you're on the air and being recorded. Go ahead, please.
Mitchell, it's Rita.
Hi.
I'm one block south of Oak on Dearborn.
Okay.
What they're trying to do right now is negotiate with the police to possibly march down state.
Who is?
The leadership here. They've been bottled up here for a half hour now.
Where are you again?
One block south of Oak on Dearborn.
One block south of Oak on Dearborn. Andy Thayer called from the paddy wagon.
Yeah?
He was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct. And he confirmed what I had suspected, that a lot of the police actions that they're doing are in violation of the law, in fact.
Uh-huh.
So it's not the protesters who are breaking the law, it's the police.
Well, we're out in the middle of the street here, and there's like several buses that have pulled up.
Okay.
And we're not quite completely surrounded, but we're surrounded. They won't let us people go into Bughouse Square unless you go all the way around, and once you're in, they won't let you out.
Huh.
They seem to be negotiating as to whether they'll let us march or not, or whether they're just going to surround us.
How many people are with you?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Hundreds and hundreds.
Hundreds and hundreds. Okay. How many police are there? Or describe the scene.
There's like three rows on the east of us so that we can't march east. And there's police on horses that are protecting Bughouse Square, and then there's a line of cops with batons behind them. So you can't get anywhere near Bughouse Square.
Okay. Is there anything else to share?
That's it.
Okay.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
So that's the latest there, and we're getting apparently a dispatch at the moment. We're receiving a phone call.
I'm sorry, where are you?
We're getting a phone call right now. One of staff here is receiving it right now.
You're heading toward Cabrini Green?
So protesters are negotiating with police.
The police are
one block south of Oak on Dearborn. Hundreds and hundreds of protesters present. At least three rows of police east of matters. They're ordered to march back to Bughouse.
Chicago Indie Media, you're on the air and being recorded. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Mitchell, it's Rita again.
Hey.
I thought I would give you a treat and you can listen to some of the music from the street. You want to do that?
Yes, please.
Okay, as a band in Bughouse Square, I can't get too close because the police keep pushing me back. Even if I'm on the sidewalk, they say I'm way too close.
Okay.
But you can hear the band because they're pretty loud.
Okay.
Here goes.
We don't have any other details. Yeah. Try to call back.
You're listening to music from Bughouse Square that is coming from a marching band that's taking place there.
Okay, Mitchell?
Yes, Rita?
The police seem to be on the move. I don't know if they're going to surround, so I'm getting out of that area.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
I hope Rita stays safe.
Can you tell us where you're
Amanda?
At and what's going on?
Yeah. Well, we've received more people
you're
have arrived.
Green Station.
Hi.
Sorry, we're so late.
That's okay.
Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you.
It's Michael.
Yeah, hi
there. We're having trouble picking you
go
up.
On the computers.
Tell me again what's going on there?
Station. Okay.
Okay, Cabrini Green Police Station.
receiving a dispatch apparently from...
And are people being held there?
More dispatches. I don't want to say anything until we get more details shaking out. Surf the web, see if you can find details.
Oh, Andy. Andy's
about
on.
Protests in
Hang
Chicago.
Hang on a second, Andy. This is Andy, and he's at the Cabrini Green Police Station.
Hello, Andy. Hi. I'm fine. It's Mitchell. Okay. Sure. Sure. Thanks. Nothing to report yet. He's at Cabrini Green, but I don't want to make that public yet. His mate said that he got arrested. Okay.
Nice that the police allow us to keep our cell phones.
Yeah, that's awfully thoughty of them. The police.
Did you get it? Did you get it? He said
that he's being held, being processed at the Cabrini Green Police Station. Okay, so not information there that wasn't just yet available for public consumption, but we shall find out. More phone calls.
Chicago Indie Media, you're on the air and being recorded. Go ahead, please. Hello? Hello? Hello, is anyone there? I heard what sounded like someone picking up a line and then hanging up. I'm going to give 3 more seconds. Hello, 1... 2, 3.
If that was you and I hung up on you, I apologize. Please try to call back 773-384-8544. We're coming to you from the trenches with Chicago Indie Media coverage of protests and events worldwide and in Chicago, and with a lot of protest events that are happening today, March 19, 2005. This radio broadcast is a special extended edition of From the Trenches, the radio project of the Chicago Independent Media Center, part of the Independent Media Center network that spans the globe. My name is Mitchell Strapinchik. We've been on the air now a shade under 5 hours, and it has been nothing but pure excitement. We have taken you to places like all over the city, all over marches, and from a paddy wagon on Michigan Avenue. I have to send a message off. Sorry, the radio broadcast is being part of the growing independent... I can't talk today. Well, we're approaching 1 o'clock. It would seem that police have got what they wanted. Congratulations, you bastards. You have a special place in hell reserved for you. You have broken the laws of the city of Chicago, which you are supposedly vowed and required to enforce. Instead, you ordered massive amounts of protesters into rules they did not want in breaking the law. Someday we may hold a kind of a Chicago Protest Truth and Reconciliation Commission after we win this. That's an idea that actually floated out there. They were able to have Truth and Reconciliation Commissions in South Africa and I think in the former Soviet regimes. And it wouldn't be a surprise to me if we do that here. Actually, can you get me some more water, please? There's a jug right behind you.
Right there.
Yeah. And we have, we're just to describe the scene here, we now have a team of 4 people, which have been very graciously trying to help me out. If you want, you can be on the air if you want. My throat hurts. I'm getting emergency rations. Thank you, sir. Water. Is my friend. And someone's calling who is also my friend.
Chicago Indie Media, you're on the air and being recorded. Go ahead, please.
This is the AT&T Internet Relay Service, CA9440, with a relay call for this number.
Okay.
And I do apologize, sir. Would you please repeat how you would answer the phone?
Chicago Indie Media.
And I apologize, sir. They disconnected.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure.
Another internet relay phone message. People apparently trying to send a text message to us and having it relayed over the phone, which has now failed now twice. This is not encouraging, but hopefully we'll find out more.